Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is the Health and Wellness Hour. We have Jim Cole here from Sonic Life, and of course, if you, we're going to have the links up, but I guess his computer tech doesn't have all the links over to me yet, so if you want to get information, we're going to make a special today on the professional grade dual motor system, Sonic Life, for the next few days, maybe until next time we can talk next week. We're going to take 10% off the price of the professional grade machine, but you need to contact me, Dr. Deagle. If you contact me, call me or email me, and of course my email is drbilldeagle@hotmail.com, drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com, and you can call the 888 order line, 888-212-8871. Jim, I like to ask profound questions, and the Russians have been very good at this. They understood, for example, that the space station that didn't have a Schumann resonance generator to generate the resonance that the Earth generates to actually allow life forms to exist, they don't. And when it shakes and pushes the electrons to the outer orbital, it actually causes them to interact so the telomeres send a signal to the ion channels letting minerals in to turn on and off genes. If you don't have minerals, you don't have gene activation through exosomes and microRNAs. Now what happens is with the Sonic Life device, this is a woofer that generates up to 100,000 frequency, and it actually generates a sound that goes through your body to exercise you, but it also is therapeutic. You can actually plug in a 3.5 jack and put frequencies into it for the atomic resonance of the minerals your body needs to absorb, or the frequencies it needs in order to restore health and regenerate your tissues. People should understand that life is a dance between biophotons and cell membranes. That's the best way to describe life. Life is a dance between biophotons and cell membranes. And all your DNA is a downloadable core, a memory core. The real brainy part of your cell is the MEM-brain, B-R-A-I-N, that lets in ions that actually determine which genes are turned on and off. And without frequency, without energy, there is no life. That's why when the biophoton flux goes out in your cells, 200 flux units per, say, cell per minute, drops to 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, and the lights go out, the DNA goes up. Just like if you put an animal in a mu metal box and there's no Schumann resonance flux affected by the Earth, their genes actually start switching off, which is why the Sonic Life is so unique in terms of its ability to regenerate health, weight loss, regenerating the spine and bones, regenerating organs, because it's able to pump those frequencies both through the electromagnetic coils and the sound through the body. So tell us about this professional-grade machine and why are you offering 10% off?
Yeah, it's top of the line. It's the top of the line, and it does have two motors. And, some of your callers that have emailed me, I explained to them that once you get used to the machine, once you're standing on it, you've done exercises and different things, it's very relaxing just to sit on the machine and to meditate and to put your spinal column, your cerebral spinal fluid, right in that electromagnetic field. So you, that field and that frequency is resonating all the way up to your head. Years ago, I sold one machine to Tony Robbins. And he called me up the next day, and he goes, you know, I've done all my exercises on it. Now what? What's the next thing? And I told him, I said, well, in the evening, you know, it's been a stressful day or whatever. I'll have the lights out. I might light a candle, and I might sit on the machine and just sit there at 35 hertz or 30 hertz or 27
right.
hertz or run
right.
or run frequencies through it and just sit there and chill out. And you just feel so good. And he goes, wow, he goes, I teach meditation. I'm going to try that. So he tried it, and he called back the next day and bought six machines and had them sent to all of his homes, and we sent one to Fiji, and he still uses that. That was 10 years ago. And he's
right. Now we can even go further. We can hook it up to my little morphogenetic field machine that gives him the Linus Pauling atomic resonance of the minerals that turn on their genes. We now actually are working on getting our test sites that now have the Metapathia. I'm going to get frequency analyzer machines out to them so they can actually analyze the frequencies for health. So we'll be able to give you a harmonic resonance diagnostic, if you want to call it frequency, to pump through your machine, which we can download to your iPhone or iPad and be a therapeutic frequency, or even use noise-canceling technology basically to turn off your disease. If you got rheumatoid or whatever, remember, your body is a light body, and if you turn off the harmonic resonant frequencies that allow a disease state to occur, your body will start to go into the zone of compensation, and it'll turn off the disease state. People need to know that. Disease requires the presence of information that permits the disease, whether it's a scar or a rheumatoid joint being attacked by an antibody and an activated T lymphocyte. You know, in other words,
right.
I've identified what life is and what disease is, and in terms of anatomic and quantum physics. And when I presented, I got surrounded by doctors for 3 hours asking questions because they really had never heard anything like this before. But it's not based on speculation. It's based on decades and decades of research going back into the early 20th century in Russia and elsewhere. Nikola Tesla, you know, Raymond Rife, etc. And I stand on the shoulder of all these scientists going right back to Einstein and Maxwell and all the people that did research like Linus Pauling. It's pretty straightforward stuff, to be honest with you. And although it seems very elegant, it's actually really pretty simple. Even though it seems complex, it's not. It's just common sense, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we learn more and more about frequencies, years ago, 10 years ago, or when I first got involved with the vibration therapy and realized more and more of our life, what frequency is life, that I was thinking, you know, there'll come a time when we will scan the body and diagnose the frequencies of the cell. And then it'll go over and scan the body and recharge everything. Everything will repair.
Well, we can do that now with a Metapathia Hunter, but I'm developing a layer of technology that goes beyond that. I call it morphogenetic field therapy. We do diagnostics and a spectral analysis. What I was using 20 years ago is a Kesey Enterprises machine that's around 3,000 or 4,000. I've discovered one that I'm researching now that I could find through Amazon. It's only $400. You can actually pick up the frequencies and then know what to do, but you have to actually do it with me on consult. You know, don't try to start doing this on your own. You're just going to be lost. What we're working toward is a simple model that can be tested by anybody, whether you're a dentist or an obstetrician or a pediatrician or you're a veterinarian dealing with animals, where the animal's not going to give a yes-no answer unless they're a really smart dog and they can pat the ground or something. The fact is that life forms, no matter whether it's a single-cell organism like phytoplankton or it's your pet or yourself, life is a dance between biophotons and cell membranes, period. That's what it is. And when you put the right energy in, you can change it. Now, in terms of just look at a couple of different compartments of what the sonic life does. In terms of exercise, this is a non-traumatic vibrational platform machine. All the other ones are, in a sense, stressful to the body. Triplanar, the ones that have the tilting, rocking motion, they're all stressful to the body, whereas the sine wave sound basically based on a woofer that can be either low frequencies or right up to hundreds of thousands of hertz can literally simulate the harmonic resonance of minerals. It can simulate the resonant frequencies that can compress your piezoelectric crystals of your bone to make your bones stronger, and your connective tissues can pump your lymphatics, which is one of the biggest problems, is stasis of lymphatic blood flow through the body. once you get that blood flow moving, the chances of getting cancer or detoxifying are dramatically changed so that you can detoxify and prevent cancer and inflammation in tissues that eventually cause tissue planes like fascia to entrap nerves and do other things. So very important stuff, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. You know, and years ago they came out with a new study on shaking, and they have a whole new thing going on where people just go sign up for a class and they just shake. Well, back with the Native American people and the Aboriginal people, when they had a stressful day, whether it was a hunt or a war or whatever, they'd all gather around the fire and they would dance and shake and release a lot of that energy, a lot of things that were trapped up in their fascia tissue. Well, we've seen this machine have the exact same effect. And I put it on a little seminar in Beverly Hills with several chiropractors, and some of them went through emotional release using the machine.
Emotional release happens too. Isn't it interesting when you release the harmonic, the disharmonic frequencies, you get emotional release, you get forgiveness in the body, you get healing, you have regeneration. Back in a moment with more. With Jim Cole. Contact me if you want to know more of Sonic Life, especially the professional model. So, Jim, I don't think most people realize that we have some really good people listening to us for years. I've actually now, this coming February, which is next month, will be my 13th year at Genesis. Did you know that?
Wow, that's quite a...
And before that, I had 5 years at Clear Channel across the country, and before that, Colorado Springs, and that's when I was in practice. I like teaching people. I like teaching. I like asking questions that go beyond the realm of what I call... I'm not an agnostic, but I call myself a box agnostic. I don't believe in boxes. Right. The people that are going to invent the future are people like me that don't accept the present. We realize that we will have free energy in the future, whether it's solar or wind, hydrogen, or fusion energy. We realize that we will be a galactic civilization traveling through wormholes at beyond light speed. We do realize we'll have extended human lifespan, and humans will only die of stupid wars, pestilence, and accidents, or coronal mass ejections, or you know, supernova. They're not going to die of stupid stuff, I call it. And we can have an environment where we themselves are not the extinction level event, killing the benthic layer of the oceans and the biosphere, and reducing the oxygen concentration and destroying the protective geomagnetic sphere against incoming cosmic rays and radiation. We're also going to start getting wise enough to realize that our regulatory authorities don't look out for us at all. Smart meters, now they're finally realizing that cell phones are frying your brain and causing cancer. Duh. I could have told them that decades ago. I remember arguing, it must be 11 years ago, to a physicist whose wife was an environmental doctor from Ontario, Canada. And he came up to me, I'm a physicist. I said, well, that's good. He said, well, I listened to your presentation. I don't believe that non-ionizing radiation will cause DNA damage. I said, have you ever heard of a thing called micronuclei? And he looked at me like, oh, shit, he's got me now. I said, micronuclei are the best measure to see whether ionizing or non-ionizing radiation makes extracellular lymphatics, fragments of DNA that actually can grow and independently reproduce in your lymphatic vessels all over your body. Were you aware of that? Do you know that people that get exposed to non-ionizing radiation, including the scalar radiation from cell phones and Wi-Fi networks, 100% of cells and neuropores get stressed, and you can actually see on electron microscopy the signs of electromagnetic stress. Do you think that if you were to describe one thing about our civilization, the primary thing would be stress? Electromagnetic, mineral stress, toxic environmental stress, glyphosate and other toxic pesticides attached to our food. And a non-stress thing would be like Sonic Life. Just like, you know, it talks in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, how God spoke the world into existence. I'm sure the words he had were creative and not stressful. I'm sure that, literally, believe it or not, we have sections of our DNA that code for new DNA even during your life. You're not a static organism. You're creating new epigenetic and genetic code even during your life that you pass on to your descendants. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah. No, I believe that.
Plus, not only that, I call astral DNA. And this is a little thing that I'm using this term so people get it. the intention fields of a nation or a people or a family can pass down what's called generational curses. If you keep telling yourself you're going to get cancer or have a stroke, guess what? You're going to. You're going to condense into reality something, and when you put the right frequencies in, you tell your body, hey, you need more zinc. And you put the zinc frequency, and you take the supplements, because remember, you can't just take the frequency and not have the supplements there. It's a permission to get that supplement or mineral into your tissues or to activate the genes to actually heal you. If you don't have the material there for the building blocks, it's not going to happen. I've had people, when I first would do this last year, they would want to just get the MPT frequency. Are you crazy? I said, if you don't have the supplements, it's like opening a door and there's nobody there to go through the door.
Right.
You got to take the right stuff. So eventually I'll get through to people one way or the other. I'm pretty stubborn. I'm going to get through to them.
You're a semi-spiritual guru too, huh?
I know a lot. I know more than almost anybody I know. I know about the astral plane. I know about collective consciousness. I know about reverse speech. I know about how reality is created. That's why, for example, most people say, well, what are you doing? I said, when we do radio and TV and podcasting, we're changing the collective consciousness, because my idea, just like, for example, when the telephone was invented or a radio or whatever, most people don't realize there were sometimes hours difference when they got to the patent office. The reason is, we're separate points of light or consciousness, but we're all part of a collective organism. And people don't get that, do they? That's why when I'm speaking truth to power, I'm like the center fovea of the collective being of mankind. I'm saying, hey, I can see a solution to this problem. And my biggest frustration is people won't ask tough questions. I asked one lady last week, who I talked to extensively last week, and I said, well, ask the toughest question you can imagine. Toughest one she could think of is how to stop gallstones and kidney stones. I'm thinking, no. Ask a question that's so tough that no rational human being would, in kindness, ask anybody else ever expecting an answer. And I get almost no questions. And then I ask, so I beg people, I said, please, if you think you know more than me, challenge me. Come into my cage match, says Spider-Man intellectually to the fly. Please, please come in. Because it's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be nice. I'm not going to use intellectual anesthetic. I'm going to do a vivisection intellectually on your ideas, because you're putting yourself and the rest of us in harm's way. It's not okay for people to be functionally stupid or supporting a healthcare system that's killing us. It's not okay to allow doctors to think, well, I'm licensed to practice, and then they have a standard of care, which means they're going to continue providing toxic polypharmacy or inappropriate procedures to people that ruins their life and kills them. It's not okay. It's not okay. And people need to be empowered. That's why I don't understand with our technology why we have any political systems like we do now in America. Why do we elect congressmen and senators? Why don't we elect ourselves? Why don't these representatives wait till they get the us log in and actually approve or not approve of legislation? Why don't we write the bills? So one subject, one object, 10 pages maximum, and that's it, written at a grade 8 level. No pork barreling attached to it. No building parts for an airplane that's got 50 parts from different segments of the economy, so some politician gets kind of a kickback from the Defense Department. Same thing as healthcare. Look at drug companies. They manage the medical schools because they give giant kickbacks to the professors at the university. I know. I mean, I work for these knuckleheads. And believe me, none of them were what I call true geniuses. A true genius is someone who come up with a novel idea and solution to a problem that nobody else has ever figured out.
Exactly. No, I've read where 95-96% of every doctor has stock in the pharmaceutical companies that they're prescribing the drug.
Well, not just stock. They're getting kickbacks. When I worked with Dr. John Woodbury, and that was back in the 70s, he was head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. He was doing interjoint injections, and the Radera gold salts, and doing all the other stuff. And I reviewed 26,000 cases in a database, and I actually worked in the Synovia Analysis Immunology Lab in medical school. And he was actually trying to, after he realized how gifted I was, he wanted me to kind of, was trying to blackmail me, even sending his daughter, who was 6 years older than me, trying to marry me. Who was a redhead physical therapist. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not interested in your daughter. And he did everything he could, because he wanted me. He knew he had spinal arthritis. He knew Daigle would find the answer, and I have. That's why people say, well, no, you don't have the answer. My doctor doesn't know. I said, your doctor's a knucklehead. They have not, even the tests that are available in the public, you know, imaging studies, immunotoxicology, can prove to you that I know what I'm talking about. Well, they think, I'm just delusional. And by the way, I'm not arrogant over it. I'm just talented. There's a big damn difference.
Yeah, here you go.
Not arrogant. I'm not going to hide it anymore under a bushel basket, as it says in the Bible. I'm not going to hide it.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Welcome back, and we're going to be joined by Amy from Legacy Foods. Amy, are you there? Hello, Amy. Oh, you have such a pleasant voice. Always so perky. I call it a perky voice. And, of course, that's a good way to start off 2018. Now, everybody should be ready for everything. You should be ready for example, we had heavy rains. We had the rains back in the spring, really heavy rains. We fixed all our major leaks. We got a few minor ones we're going to fix now that we've discovered these rains are causing, minor drip. In one of our bathrooms and near a wall in our bedroom. The same way is you need to be prepared for the fact that maybe at some day there's no damn food. And not only that, you want food that tastes good. In other words, you want gourmet food whenever you want it 20 to 25 years from now. You want to have emergency food and other things. Of course, it's not just emergency food. You have also emergency equipment and other material people should have because if I was going to make a B-movie, you know what I call it? I call it The Fourth Day. Why The Fourth Day, Deagle? Well, because I have a twisted mind, and I try to get a point across. Now, people that listen to the show, they think, he's nuts, but he's very entertaining. And sometimes he thinks he's the smartest person in the room, like Barack Obama always did. But unfortunately, most of the time, I am. Now, sometimes smart people can do really stupid things, so I try to avoid being really, really stupid, because to do really stupid things, you have to be extra smart, because it takes extra intelligence to do really dumb things. One of the things that I don't do dumb is I am preparing. I have been preparing for years. In fact, we got a bunch of legacy food, and we have been kind of disconnected for the last year and a half, I think, or so, but we're back connected again. And I think people should realize that the food supply is not surprisingly stable. Look at, in fact, in the third hour, we're going to have John W. Spring on. Now, John is the whistleblower that actually blew the whistle for JFK and the missiles in Cuba. Now, there's several things people didn't know about Cuba. Number one, those missiles weren't all taken out of there. They were still aimed at Washington, D.C., New York City, until the fall of the Soviet Union back in the late 1980s. Most people don't know that, including guys I know in CIA and NSA. I know lots of stuff. I have had above top secret clearance. I have contacts still inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and various other departments. And most people aren't aware, for example, I got documents, real documents, from Australia, Canada, and the United States, that if the power goes out, 90% of the population will be dead between 2 months and 6 months, and they'll die of three things: starvation, violence, and cannibalism are the primary ones. And, of course, disease, too. Because they'll be eating material that will be bad, and they'll get massive diarrhea. And, by the way, the number one cause of death worldwide is diarrhea. Did you know that? If you want to look at the number one cause of death of children worldwide, it's diarrhea from eating bad food. Interesting, eh?
It's very interesting.
Right. Now, the problem is, you want good food. You want food that tastes good. It's like, oh, man, am I ever glad that I have this emergency food, because all you have to do is hydrate it, and bam, it's there for you. Now, the legacy food, and there's a comparison chart if you go to their website, which we'll have the links up in here the next day or so. If you compare it to anything else, e-foods, this food, that food, you'll find that you get more calories, you get better selections, you have lower oxygen concentration in the food, you have longer shelf life, you have, more, we call, non-GMO, perfectly healthy foods than anybody else at a better price. Right?
That's right.
And I've done my research, so I can tell you over the years, nobody compares to Legacy Foods. Now, you also have emergency equipment, too, if you go to the Legacy website, which we'll have the link up. And people should be aware that if you think the EMTs are going to come to your house because you got a compound fracture or a pneumothorax, and you haven't taken the basic trauma life support, basic cardiac life support course, and you don't have some emergency equipment for basic things, you're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military. You're going to be in a lot of trouble, because if you expect 911 to send an ambulance to you when, let's say, we're in a state of national emergency and the power's out and people are literally like you know, a swarm of insects eating each other and kind of swarming and blocking highways, if you think they're sending the ambulance, you're delusional. Ain't going to happen. Now, most people don't realize if you survive the first 2 months after a national disaster, you're clear. You can start farming, you can do this or that, because 90% of that population that's going to die is going to die in the first 2 months. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. And most of that population will start dying within the first 4 days to 2 weeks. And the kinds of things you'll see, you do not want to put on TV or make a B movie of, because I can tell you as a doctor who's seen human beings do things to other human beings that wild animals without a cortex wouldn't do. Okay? And I don't want people to barf if I told them what I think might happen, but I want you to know, as long as you have self-protection and you have emergency food and you convince your relatives and friends and your neighbors to do so, you're cool. Because if you survive the first 2 weeks to 2 months, you're going to be okay. In fact, most people don't realize, even after a nuclear war happens, as long as you're not in the blast zone or downwind of a nuclear reactor, and you're not within what's called the swarm zone of being in a large city, I tell people the first thing to do is get out of the big cities. If you're in a home, try to move out to the outskirts of the city. Have a defensive perimeter, and if you can, build a village or a group of people that can come even to your home, and you're going to protect them. Things like turtle tough shelters, which we'll get back on the show, are one of the best things to have up, because a large turtle tough shelter, you can store like 30 people in there with hammocks, and they're protected from all elements, even, you know, the dead of winter. But people need to be prepared. They don't realize that somebody like, you know, Pyongyang's mile deep bunker, which we're going to talk about next hour, and the bold talk that, you know, Kim Jong-un says, I'm going to nuke you, and he's put back by the Russians because all their guidance systems are Russian on their missiles. And the Chinese and their banks and their people in the People's Republic Army, they're the bad dog of China and Russia. They're, you know, his grandfather was a Soviet member and a satellite of the Soviet Union. People need to know that, North Korea. If they don't think all hell is going to break loose in the next, say, decade or less, they're not paying attention. And it's very survivable. In fact, if you're not in the blast zone, you're outside the blast zone, you can come out a day or two later after nuclear war, and it's just fine. As long as you're not downwind of the nuclear fallout, and you're not near a fault zone, and you're not near a tsunami zone, or a firestorm that occurs afterward, you're laughing. People don't know this, do they?
No, they think they're gone. They give up.
They don't realize you can even make a safe room, even for tornadoes, but against nuclear war. And if you have emergency food supplies, you can sail right through this, and all your friends and relatives didn't listen. They're going to die of starvation, diarrhea, cannibalism, and violence. People say, no. I said, one of the first things to do is you either get somewhere 2 to 3 days before the disaster strikes, or you stay in place. Because if you get on the freeways or you start trying to scramble to go somewhere, and, you know, if you know something's coming and you want to go to Apocalypse Island in you know, New Zealand, you got to be there. You got to be there before the final thing hits. You do not want to get on the freeways. In fact, you're better off to have a bunker below your garage and stay down there for a few weeks, and then when all settles down, do you know the military has no intentions, none, of going and helping the public until 6 months when they're going to mop up and be able to confront the survivors of whatever happened? And something as simple as a power outage, not a nuclear war, will kill 90% of the population. Did you know that's the statistics I have from three nations? U.S., Canada, and Australia. But people say, Dr. Neagle, you're making this up. I said, I wish I was making it up. And the society and our civilization is so fragile, our power grid is just waiting for somebody stupid to be in a basement in Bulgaria and have an attitude and just hack in and say, that's it, no power for you today. You know, like that guy on SNL said, no soup for you. Remember he used to say that on SNL?
Mm-hmm.
No soup for you. No power for you, damned Americans. I'm done.
So fragile.
It's so fragile. It's freaking. I have a 20 kilowatt Generac generator. I'm putting in solar panels with lithium batteries. I'm inventing and going to patent solar hydrogen and wind hydrogen. You have multiple layers. I'm building non-conventional weapons that are a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. You do not want to know. Dr. Deagle is pretty damned inventive. Duh. And I'm going to spread it to all of the people listening, so they're going to be armed to the teeth. That makes guns look like pop guns.
Fully cut.
Some of the packages you have available over at Amazing Legacy Foods. So a couple different packages, and we'll talk about more of these. And we also should do some video where we actually put the packages up and explain them. We'll embed it in the site and everything.
There's a catalog online that people can download as well if they want to see what we offer. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course I got my thing reactivated through Legacy Foods. So once I get that membership up, I'll have a link on Nutramedical, so we'll be able to get it up. I'm hoping I can get it up this afternoon after the show. But we'll have it up in the next year or two at the very least. And what people should understand is that you got to prepare, okay? Now, you're not going to get everything done in one day. I've been preparing a little bit by a little bit for years. So when my wife was cleaning out the attic up there, she said, "Wow, Bill, you've got all kinds of legacy food and other stuff you stored little bit by little bit over the years." Giannis, and it's got 20-year, 5-year half-life, you know, lifespan. And these are the lowest oxygen concentration, and they're complete entrees. There's more different entrees, non-GMO, higher quality food, tastes great, that when you resurrect these foods, and it's, you know, due for Resurrection Day, when you rehydrate them, you're going to be thankful you actually have gourmet food during Armageddon. Now, if people don't think that the time of troubles are coming, you're not paying attention. Now, you may want to spit at Dr. Deagle, but I can tell you right now, after years of spitting, your mouth is drying up. You're saying, "Damn it, I wish I could spit, but my tongue is sticking to the roof of my mouth, and I want to spit at Deagle." But you know what? He's making a point. And you don't need to go crazy and buy a ton of stuff. Just give someone every month. Get on a regular buying schedule, and then before you know it, you look and say, "Hey, there, we got 6 months of food here."
You're right. Yeah, you got to build up.
Exactly. And if you just do that on a regular schedule, you say, "Whoa, look at that." And I tell people, get a dehydrator. Get one of those dehydrator machines. And you have a large meal, take part of it, dehydrate it. I'll tell you a little trick that you may not know. If you take your foods that are dehydrated and you put it in like tubes, you can drop into a carafe of liquid nitrogen. Drop it in there for 20 minutes. It sterilizes forever. Did you know that?
No.
Better than radiation. Just drop a tube of your food after you've dehydrated into liquid nitrogen for 20 minutes, and nothing will ever survive it. Viruses, bacteria, nanobacteria, anaerobes, nothing. Fungi.
Wow.
Yeah, just the water molecule expansion, the little crystals, microcrystals of freezing in liquid nitrogen, because the specific volume of crystals is greater than the specific volume of water, so it shatters all pathogens, breaks them all to pieces. It's like taking a sledgehammer, just like those, like the bleach bit and the hammers they took to the iPhones and whatever cell phones that Hillary Clinton wanted to get all those emails got rid of. This is like the sledgehammer and the bleach bit to the bacteria, viruses, and fungi that would kill you.
There you go.
Years from now.
There you go. Great analogy.
Yeah. So, give us some more of the packages. What kind of packages do you have available?
Well, we have packages for anybody's budget. I mean, it's really. A lot of people think that it's really expensive. It really comes down, depending on the package, can be as little as under $2 a meal.
So, right.
It's just overwhelming when you first look at it that you think it's so much. But when you look at $2 a meal, it's like, wow, that's really affordable. So we have packages for every budget. You really just need to call.
Right. And by the way, people should have one of these. They should also have one of these kind of run-and-go packs in your car or van, because most people don't realize if you get stuck somewhere for 3 to 5 days, that's a pretty tough 3 or 5 days if you don't have emergency food. So
you
there should be
careful. Yeah, you just want to be careful with that, because it's very You know, you don't want to keep it in your car for 2 years because you have to store it well, you know, to make
right. But I would rotate it. I'd say put it out there for a month, and then rotate it another bit for a month, and put it back in storage at a normal temperature.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to leave it in your car at 120 degrees in the sun out there and expect it to be really yummy when you have an emergency.
You know, people use it for all kinds of reasons, Dr. Bill. They use it for nobody can always plan on a job loss or illness or a disaster. Mother Nature doesn't
let me use my scary imagination, okay?
Yeah.
Over the Golden Globe Awards, Oprah was oogled that she might run for president. And actually, we talked about this yesterday with Josh Bernstein. And I happen to agree with him. I thought because I generally disrespect the public and their intelligence generally, not our people listen on Genesis, I think if Oprah ran, she'd probably win. Now, she was silent for 20 years with all the harassment and women and pedophilia and female rape and everything going on. But now all of a sudden, she's got a backbone. She has a great speech. Oprah, it would be even worse than the Abominator. Obama, by the way, is not even an American, but Oprah is an American. And if she got in, she probably would if she ran against Trump, even though Trump is putting more money in people's pockets, making the border stronger, doing everything. They would probably, because the media is totally against Trump, she'd probably win. Now, people need to know that before that, they want to impeach him. Now this guy Wolf has got a book out that says this book should impeach him, even though he says much of the book is actually completely made up. Which is pretty weird. It's like, my made-up book's going to get rid of Trump. It's like, Wolf, you need to be in a padded cell with a shot of antipsychotic in your ass, because you're nuts.
He's got his 15 minutes of fame.
And it's more than that. We're talking about a form of mental illness where you have a certain person who creates a fantasy world and wants that fantasy world to become reality. Now, the fact is, it puts people in danger. For example, right now, if Trump doesn't properly prepare us with missile defense, which I sent him in a missile defense package, including my LaserNet interferometry system, which I invented after seeing the weaknesses of the missile defense when I worked there 22 years ago, U.S. Missile Defense Command at Schriever Air Force Base, taking care of employees there. And I have a technical background in almost every area of science, including astrophysics and physics and chemistry and computing and metallurgy and everything. And what I saw is a system that isn't working, isn't properly being funded, and we can't act like the big kahuna of the planet if we don't have missile defense. And some soft little guy, porkly guy in North Korea, I nuke you, America, I nuke you. And he's there with his crazy kind of hair on his head. It's like, my God, man, whoever did your hair, I'm sure I hope they're still alive. I mean, honestly, the guy is nuts, okay? Now, if he's not nuts, he's very cunning. Let's put it that way. If he's not nuts, he's very cunning. But, you know, if that happens, to give an example, let's say Oprah decides she gets in 2020, and she says, hey, it's time to take all your guns. Well, you got 97 million armed Americans with 23 million veterans with 381 billion guns and trillions of bullets.
That's right.
If you think you're going to disarm us, and I know six different technologies I already have posted up for years under my wellness conditions on preparing, including a ball bearing accelerator weapon and an EMP weapon and a weapon that will knock you down and make you barf your guts up and knock out electronics. If you think that you're going to take us down, Americans, you government or your special forces or Delta guys, we're going to strip the skin from your body and we're turning you to jello. If you think it's going to be easy and you're going to take your guns and take us away, you're nuts. If you think we're going to take us away to assembly, it ain't going to happen. Let me tell you, you might get away with it in Guatemala or some other damn place or in Canada, eh? But by the way, the rural areas of Canada are just like Americans. They just don't talk about it. We Americans talk about it. You want to fight? Come to my door. And you might kill me, but you're going to die. You're going to die. And, you know, and the people, and the only thing that allows us to have a Second Amendment, for our First Amendment, is the fact we have a Second Amendment. And people don't know that. Just look at Venezuela. They stripped all the guns and then they gave the guns back only to the guys that support Maduro. Duh. And if you think Obama and Obama light, the female Obama, Oprah, wouldn't do that. And then, by the way, if they try to assassinate Trump, they've tried already. By the way, do you know in the campaign in October of 2016, they got a former FBI officer who was dead 5 years They caught him in the Trump Tower with a Glock with no initials on, not filed off. There were no serial numbers on the Glock.
Wow.
Okay, so you have to understand, they've tried numerous times. He wears level 3 body armor, has a private security force besides his Secret Service, and he's not an idiot. Okay?
I can imagine. Yep.
You know, if you want to think, wonder why Trump is still around, it's because he's not a friggin' idiot. So when he says he's kind of like a genius, right on, man. He is kind of like a genius, but he's also a tough genius. If he was a mafia don, all the other mafia dons would be terrified of him. They should.
Yep.
And when he's tweeting back against Kim Jong, Kim, you don't take him seriously, you're going to die in your own skin at night. And you old people out there aren't prepping, aren't getting food supply every month, aren't ready for even just a job loss or a crash in the economy. If you think that the bond market and cryptocurrency is going to blow up the economy this year, even with all the things Trump's done that's right, you're not paying attention. So you got to understand, forces are not at bay, they're not controlled, and your future is not certain unless you're in control of it. Get yourself prepped up, have personal protection, get your food, and get Legacy Foods. It's the best out there at the best price.
Are you happy with supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.